Now, the Indian word for this is Lord, Ishvara. And any god can be taken as this Lord. The image that you have held in your mind as the image of God is what will there be experienced. Be it Yahweh, Shiva, Vishnu, or the goddess, be it Christ, or the Trinity, or the highest image of the Buddha, any will be all right. And what beholds it is called the Jiva, the living entity, that Jiva which has gone through many incarnations and is the soul of your own existence. Here, the subject beholds its proper object. At this level, the erotic principle of the second chakra finds its goal, the true beloved. The beloved that our soul intends is God. And anything short of that is simply an inkling of what the experience of God would be. Now says Ramakrishna, speaking of this, we're only at the sixth chakra and we're in heaven now. Well, what more do you want, we might ask. This level beholds, however, an image that has characteristics, qualities. This can't be the whole thing. Furthermore, we are separate from it. We have not experienced identity with it. And so, there comes the effort for the final realization. Now, in this kind of thinking, heaven is the last and final temptation. The Yoga Sutra says, when the sage has reached this level, beholding the divine and the divine landscape of the heavens with the holy sages and saints and all, if he thinks so much as, I have made it, I am here, this is my bliss, he goes right down the scale again because ego has been enforced. Ramakrishna says that the experience is as though you were to see a light through a pane of glass. It's the agony of the moth that's trying to reach the flame and only bangs against the glass. He wants to reach the flame and become the flame and burn away his separate entity by union with the flame. And that's the goal of the mystic. And so you withdraw the pane of glass and both are gone. There's no God, there is no one to behold it. There is no subject, there is no object. We are in the realm of that silence. This is the ultimate goal of all Oriental intention. Now we come to a very strange mystery. What is it that happens as you pass from Agya, the center of command, where the serpent power reaches the highest level within the realm of manifestation, and what is called the thousand-petaled lotus of the crown of the head, Sahasrara, that means thousand, S-A-H-A-S-R-A-R-A. What can we say of this strange thing that happens between here and here? So that here there's nothing. You cannot say a thing either is or is not. The things are no things, there's nothing there. And here, where below which all things are dual. This line is the mystery of Maya, M-A-Y-A. The word Maya is from a root ma, M-A. These A's are long A's, which means to measure forth, to build forth. Maya is what builds forth the world. Maya is said to have three powers. The first power is called the obscuring power. It obscures the radiance of the ultimate. The second power is called the projecting power. It projects the world of broken forms. The third power is said to be the revealing power. That is the power rendered in art, when through the forms we experience the radiance. Now these are exactly the same things can be experienced either in their obscuring or in their revealing aspect. When you are studying things in the spirit of the first three chakras, the obscuring power is working. But when in art the radiance is experienced, and the fascination of the art object is that of discovering your own true radiance there, because there's only one radiance, and that's the radiance of full consciousness. Then you have the awakening and the opening of the lead, so to say, to full realization.